This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.
Food contributes a third of the world's greenhouse gases.
What happens on your plate is how we change the landscape, the atmosphere.
These strawberries are grown 30 miles from here.
What can I do with my food choices?
This week on Day to Day, we've been talking about the carbon footprint of our food. Well, it's not just what we eat that affects the environment. What we drink matters, too.
And more for some of us than others. In San Francisco, a bar owner is trying to shrink his carbon footprint one drink at a time. Day to Day's Alex Cohen has more.
The Elixir Bar in San Francisco's Mission District specializes in green cocktails.
So the drink I'm going to make now is, I call it country time, and that's thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, because it's going to have some fresh organic thyme in the drink.
Bar owner H. Joseph Ehrman cuts up an organic lemon, tosses it in a glass, and muddles it together with a handful of organic blueberries. He tops it off with organic vodka and a dash of organic agave nectar. Then he plucks a sprig of fresh thyme and places it on the palm of his hand.
And I'm going to slap this. Slapping it is going to get the oils to release from the herbs.
When complete, this $9 electric purple cocktail looks fantastic. And as I can personally attest, it tastes great too. But best of all, Ehrman says, this drink has a very small carbon footprint. The produce is local. The vodka is made from organic rye distilled at a plant that gets a fourth of its power from the wind. Byproducts from the distillation process are used to feed cows at an organic dairy farm. Even the vodka's packaging, Ehrman says, is eco-friendly.
Their labels are tree-free. They're made with bagasse, which is a byproduct of sugarcane production. The inks are soy. The whole company works from home. There's no commuting.
When he first opened this bar 5 years ago, Ehrman says, there weren't too many companies offering environmentally friendly booze. Now, there are a lot more options, including biodynamic wine.
Biodynamic is more of a holistic approach to farming. It's about understanding how the earth works and fitting what you're growing into that specific location rather than forcing the earth to accept what you want to grow there.
For the most part, the production of wine, beer, and spirits doesn't take too much of a toll on the planet. It's often the transportation of these alcoholic beverages that tends to have the biggest impact. For example, here in California, importing wine from France creates more than 10 million pounds of global warming pollution every year. That's the same amount created by about 900 cars. Putting wine in something lighter than a glass bottle is a greener alternative, but many customers aren't quite ready to order their favorite Pinot out of a bag or a box. Bar owner H. Joseph Ehrman says beer can be tricky, too.
We do have a number of import beers here. They do have quite a bit of a carbon footprint, but at the same time, people like them and they ask for them, and if I were to take them away and substitute a locally made product that didn't really fit the bill on the palate, then I might lose those customers.
Ehrman tries to compensate by greening his bar in other ways, like using sustainable cleaning products and relying on candles for nighttime lighting. But he says it's impossible to run a perfectly green bar.
It's just like anything. You put in as much as you can and make the decisions you can, and if you make a mistake, oops, dust off your knees and make the correction and move on.
But it seems like he must be doing some things, right? Elixir is the first, and to date, the only bar to be certified by the city of San Francisco as a green business. And Ehrman is helping several other bars meet those same standards this month. Alex Cohen, NPR News.
If you missed any of our stories this week on the carbon footprint of food and drink, go to our website, npr.org/daytoday. Because there you can also find recipes for green drinks and for dishes, as well as a calculator that'll help you tabulate the carbon emissions of your meals.
This series was produced by Martina Castro and edited by Martha Little and Jason DeRose, with help from Rob Wood, Ronnie Radbill, and Heather Murphy.